Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Go over to the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. I need to get both these in. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him that endured such contradiction. God, the covenant, and the contradiction. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. I consider him. I consider not the pain. I consider not the debt. I consider it not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I consider it not. I consider him. I consider him who is the high priest of my confession. He is the one that men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom his witness he lives. I consider him financially. He is my Melchizedek. Glory to God. He's my financier. I consider him. I don't consider the debt. I consider him. I consider him the author and the finisher, the developer, the Greek word is the developer. He's the developer of my faith. Glory to God. I consider him. I consider him. I consider the one, praise God, that walked the shores of Galilee. I consider the one that when the leper said, I know you can if you will, and he smiled and said, of course I will. Hallelujah. And he is the one. I consider him. I don't consider the sickness. I don't consider the disease. Glory to God. I consider the El Shaddai God. I consider the one who's more than enough. I consider the one who is the Most High God. Hallelujah. Consider him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. John 14:1. Boy, the 14th chapter of John is one of my most heartfelt chapters. I gleaned so much about it from it. Let not your heart. Now, who's the understood subject of the sentence here? You. I am. You are. You let not your heart be troubled. You believe in El Shaddai, believe in me also. Because I am El Shaddai in the flesh. And then my blood is the blood of this covenant. Look at it right here. Here it is. Believe thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Believest thou not that I am in El Shaddai, the Almighty God, and the Almighty God Father is in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father God, the Almighty God, the El Shaddai God, Jehovah Rapha God that dwells in me. He does the works. Woo! Verse 12, verily, verily. Whoa, when he says two verilies, you better find out verily what it's there for. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to El Shaddai, the Father, the Almighty God. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Almighty God may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Almighty God, the Father, El Shaddai, the more than enough God, and he'll give you another El Shaddai, a comforter, the God himself living on the inside of you, that he may abide with you forever. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo, thank you, Lord Jesus. And all this 21st verse. This verse stands out so strong in it. It's he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of the Almighty God, the El Shaddai God, the more than enough God. And I will love him. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. And I, El Shaddai, Almighty God in the flesh, I will manifest myself to him. Have you ever, ever in your life heard such a thing as that? The Almighty God.
Well, Brother Copeland, it just don't seem like to me my prayer's got any higher than the ceiling.
Are you born again?
Uh-huh.
Baptized in the Holy Ghost?
Yeah, shama shama.
Sweetheart? They didn't need to get any higher than this right here. You're not praying to the God of heaven. Well, you are. Let me tell you something. The Father himself is in heaven. Jesus at the right hand of the Father. The Holy Spirit isn't there. No, he's here. Came here on the day of Pentecost. And then left. He's on our side.
Yes, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Holy Ghost. Woo! Glory.
I was praying one time, and many years ago. And I got caught up in this prayer, and I had a yellow legal pad in front of me, and I had written down the things that the ministry needed and so forth, and I was really praying over these things. There was a lot of things there financially and equipment and so forth. And I'm just praying and all of a sudden, I had a vision. I was in this long room. And the Father came in and sat down. And I was just taken up in this. Jesus came in and sat down on his right. I was facing this fairly large table, this long, skinny table. And he sat down on the Father's right, my left, looking at him. And through the same door came the Holy Spirit. That threw me off. I said, where's he going? Where's he going to sit? I couldn't hardly figure this out. He walked down the length of that table and he sat right down there next to me. He said, give me that. And he took that yellow pad and he said, I'm going to get all this for you.
Amen.
He said, I've been here before.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you,
man. Hallelujah. He's my advocate.
Yes, amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
He's my standby. He's my comforter. He's my strengthener.
Glory to God.
He's my intercessor. Hallelujah. You know what the standby is? How many of you are old enough to remember when there was no passing gear in the car? You just jammed it down there and that's all there was, baby. And if it didn't have it, you just stuck with it, whatever it was. And I remember, I thought, this is about the coolest thing I ever saw, man. I mean, just push it down and just get that other gear and go on. Particularly some of them old dogs I was driving. And I thought, hey, this is good. I'm going to tell you something. He's your passing gear.
Hallelujah.
He's your standby. You got that big old trailer behind your truck. You start up this hill and then slam it down the floor and get it. Glory to God. When all else, I'm telling you, and you just down and you just gone as far as you could go and you've stretched your faith just as far as it'll go. Thank God he's got 9 power operations waiting on you to believe God. Pow! Step over. Step over into the power realm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And particularly as ministers. And I come to the place where I'm to the end of myself, which is very often. I come to the place, I don't know what to do. Go in here, not up here, not out there. Go in here. Go inside. Become God inside minded. Become God inside conscious. El Shaddai is in me. The more than enough God. The creator of all things is living right there on the inside of you. And all it takes is his word in your mouth and faith in your heart. And he's ready. Calling things. That's one of the fundamental laws of faith. In fact, thank you, Lord. Yes, sir, I'll do that. What are you watching? When you're watching the World Series, masters of the fundamentals. That the game is the game. And there are laws that govern faith. By what law? Works? No. By the law of faith. The number one fundamental of faith is believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. That's number one. Number two, faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Number three, Abraham's blessing cannot be received with Thomas's faith. And number four,
Faith calls things that be not as though they were. And number five, faith demands corresponding action. The most difficult one for people is calling things that be not as though they were. That's what Abraham did. Calling things that be not as though they were. Well, I call it like it is. Well, it'll stay like it is. Amen. People really have a mental challenge and problem with that. And I can understand that. Particularly if you've been raised the way Gloria and I were raised, the first message we ever heard was faith. Amen. I first heard Oral Roberts preach. I mean, he's my father in the faith. And I was so blessed to become part of the flight crew. Now, listen, this goes back to what we were talking about during the offering. I was in a dilemma. If I got a job, I didn't have time to go to school. If I go to school, I don't have time to get a job. Woe is me. What was I needing? A job. What's the only thing I knew how to do? Fly. I needed a flying job. But see, I mean, I was scripturally illiterate. I didn't know he already had that job planned for me. The night before I was supposed to register, I told Gloria, I said, I know I'm supposed to be here. And I'm going in here and get on my face. Abram fell on his face before God. God talked to him. He probably talked to you if you fall on your face. Amen. But anyway, and I just fell on the floor, just praying in tongues as hard and fast as I could. That's one thing about praying in the Spirit. You can pray in tongues and think something else. And I thought, I wonder if I'd stop and listen if he'd say anything to me. And I stopped and he said, well, it's about time. I hadn't been able to get a word in edgewise. Get up on your feet. I sent you here and I'll take care of you. Man, I jumped and came to attention. I came out of there and she said, what happened all night long? You ain't been in there 20 minutes. I said, I got the answer, girl. Well, the next day I went to register. I still didn't have any money. Like Charles Capps used to say, we're so broke we couldn't pay attention. I'm walking with him. So I got all registered and everything. I got out in front of the Learning Resource Center. And this is the very first, this is the year of the first graduating class at Oral Roberts University. And my feet stuck to the ground. I couldn't, this happened to me three times years back. But anyway, my feet stuck to the floor and I couldn't, to the concrete out there, and I couldn't move. And the Lord said, go back in, go up to the sixth floor. I said, I can't go up there. He said, go back to the inn and go to the sixth floor. I said, Lord, they warned us about that. That's the Vatican up there. You can't go up there. Now, I don't know where that came from, but that's what I said. He said, they work for me. Go up there. Well, I got in the elevator. I couldn't do it. I punched the fifth floor. And of course, it's the library now, but back there then it's just this huge empty room. They didn't have a library yet. He said, I said the sixth floor. Okay. I went up there. Now remember what my dilemma was? I don't know how to do anything but fly an airplane. So that's the only thing I'm qualified to do.
sing songs, but nobody knew that. And I walked up to Ms. Rook's desk, because I didn't know who she was. And of course, I'm 30 years old, so I got away with it for a minute or two till I told them I was a student. I said, "My name's Kenneth Copeland." I didn't have any idea what I was going to say. "My name's Kenneth Copeland. I just registered as a student here. And I know this ministry has an airplane, and I'm qualified as a commercial pilot, and I need all the help I can get. Thank you very much. I want it out of there." And I turned around, and there stood Oral Roberts. And he said much, I mean, in his shoes, he's almost 6'4". I literally did this. I am not kidding you. He said, "I'm Oral Roberts." I said, I couldn't tell you. He might as well have said, "I'm God. Who are you, boy?" I was so dumbfounded. I didn't know anybody standing there in the first place. He said, "I understand you're a commercial pilot, or commercially rated." I said, "Yes, sir." "Can you handle our airplane?" "Yes, sir." Now listen, he already knew what he would do. Huh? He said, "2 weeks ago, I started to hire a new co-pilot, and the Spirit of God, El Shaddai, said, no, I have a student coming that's supposed to have the job, and you're my man." And it started a relationship with him. It was so precious. It lasted until he went to heaven. Amen. Can you see it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Covenant keeping God.
Since the beginning of Kenneth Copeland Ministries in 1967, the Lord has used Brother Copeland as a leader in advancing Christian media. The Lord told him he was to preach the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. The media ministry of KCM started with reel-to-reel tapes and books. Radio came next, and the Believer's Voice of Victory radio broadcast quickly grew to over 700 stations. In 1979, KCM officially began the award-winning Believer's Voice of Victory television broadcast, which has become a staple in Christian television around the world. As satellite and internet emerged as new available voices, KCM began broadcasting there as well. In 2015, the largest step of all was taken as the Believer's Voice of Victory network was launched. The mission of the network is to give the uncompromised word of faith 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In 2019, KCM continues to prepare for growth and utilize new voices. With their faith set on Dish Network and beyond, the BVOVN is now Victory. All of the broadcasters and ministers are committed to one purpose: for you to experience your victory in Christ. Kenneth Copeland Ministries will continue to be a leader in Christian media and utilize every available voice to preach the uncompromised word of faith.
Jesus is Lord.
We live in a word-created, word-controlled universe. And God said, "Light be." And there was light. God predestined your future, your success. He put the authority in you to see the blessing at work. Know the authority you have been given and understand how powerful your words are. Take control of your words with the Power of Your Words package. This package includes, "You Are the Prophet of Your Own Life." "You Can Change Your World Through the Power of Your Words" by Kenneth Copeland. And, "How You Call It Is How It Will Be," also by Kenneth Copeland. You can choose to have a great future. Set your life in order by speaking words of life. Stop letting your words negatively affect you. Start saying what the Word says. Put the principles from these teachings to work to enrich your faith. And stop fear from ruling your life. Launch your life from a place of defeat to victory. From worry to peace. From pain to relief. By calling things which be not as though they were.
Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
The God of more than enough lives inside of you. His power gets released through you when you come into agreement with what He has already said. You begin to speak it out over your life. And the Bible says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Now, if you and I are thinking negative thoughts all the time, those things related to death and the curse, then our words and our lives will be full of those things. And people are always complaining, well, this is killing me and nobody likes me and I always mess things up. No, listen, instead of saying all that, get God's Word in your heart. As you meditate on it, faith grows, your words begin to change. And you start saying things like, by the stripes on Jesus' back, I was healed, I am healed, and everything I put my hand to do is blessed. Say this, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves me. Amen? Now, we want to send you some free resources. They're going to help you grow in this understanding about your words. The Power of Your Words package. You are the prophet of your own life is an MP3 by Brother Copeland, and how you call it is how it will be. A little book. What you need to know is that God placed the power of life and death in your tongue. You learn how to train your tongue to speak only life. God has a promise to prosper you in every area of your life, your relationships, your finances, everything you set your hand to do. And we want you to learn how to fully receive His good plans for you. So if you want to get a hold of these materials, call us or go to kcm.org to order your free package today. Then I want you to join us again next week for a powerful message from Brother Copeland on why having a willing heart is key to obedience. These are things you and I need to hear. These are things you and I need to build our lives on. And when we do, we'll see our good God do good things in our lives. Thanks so much for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.
Build up your faith with us at the Kenneth Copeland Branson Live Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, April 2nd through the 4th.
The harvesting time in the Spirit is bigger than any have any idea.
Attend the Kenneth Copeland Branson Live Victory Campaign with Jerry Savelle, April 2nd through the 4th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri.
Learn to praise Him in advance for what He's about to do.
Admission is free. Register today at kcm.org/Branson.